Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowich. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Faisal.
Well, it's going to be an interesting rest of the year because we got a very volatile market this mm-hmm. week. Everything going all over the place. The Federal Reserve, the inflation numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Canada came out with another 4.7 inflation rate,
yep.
which is the same as October.
Yep.
Take out gasoline prices, you're down to 3.6% inflation rate, which is pretty much the same as October as well. So
right.
the question comes down to is, are we peaking on inflation?
Let's talk about that, because inflation has been on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Right? And we've got a good show today. I mean, certainly inflation will be part of the conversation. We're going to have a terrific recurring guest, Andrew McCreath, on, talk a little bit about the year, how it played out, and when sort of things change, what monetary policy changes mean, what does that look like in the future? So I want you to stick around for that, because I think he's always insightful. And then I think we also want to talk about let's call it our stocking stuffers for portfolio management, right?
Yeah.
The three don'ts, three things you don't want to do.
Let's not put a lump of coal in the stocking.
That's right.
We'll talk about three lumps of coal in your portfolio for your retirement.
Yep.
I think this is going to be a very challenging 2022. It was a bit of a surprise for 2021 for many, but I think we've been spoiled. So we're going to talk about the do's and don'ts, more the don'ts.
Don'ts.
I think that people learn from better than what you can do, because there's a lot more opportunities out there.
Yeah.
What you don't do.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so volatility's back. We've been talking about this for a little bit, and volatility's been back for, in fact, I'd say volatility's been around for most of this year in many respects, but it's been, I think, acute in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Right? It's not just the last week or so. We've seen ups and downs and ups and downs and ups and downs. And Faisal, we talk about where does that come from? Where does volatility come from, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's things we can talk about in today's environment, and we will, but I contend that volatility comes from uncertainty, right?
Absolutely.
You inject uncertainty or change, and you're going to have volatility in the markets, right?
Absolutely.
So what are we seeing right now?
Yeah, so when you look at, let's go back to far as April.
Mm-hmm.
The first part that caused some of the traders, institutional money managers, technical analysts, they were looking at the lower amount of volume in the market.
Right.
Less and less trades were happening
right.
as of April. Now, when you lower the volume, you increase the difference between what someone's willing to buy an investment for and what another person's willing to sell it for. It's called the bid-ask spread. And we started seeing it widen starting in April. And then we said that's the first signal that volatility is coming. Anybody who's listened to our show before, or when we talked to our clients on quarterly conference calls, we talked about get ready for more volatility.
Right.
Right. The change also happened with the amount of money that went into, I call them junk companies.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of companies who had a lot of capital put into it in the first half of the year, and that's starting to wane off. And then we go into the Asian crises, primarily what China did, which was the summer. And the other part of uncertainty came in was the Federal Reserve in mm-hmm. September talking about, maybe we might start to taper a little bit faster.
Yeah, yeah, in response to inflation, and and that raises questions about interest rate paths.
Correct.
And yeah.
And then let's go down the inflation path even more. And the Federal Reserve said, let's remove the word transitory out of our verbiage going forward. Let's just take it off the plate, which goes, okay, hang on. If you're not using the word transitory, then what the heck is it? Is it all permanent? And then you're
right.
starting to get these big, large spikes in inflation, and people are saying maybe this is the issue. Now, with that change, the confidence in the central bank of the United States started to wane as well.
Yeah, and that's important.
That
right?
is huge.
Yeah.
And so we've always heard for the past, call it 5-7 years, don't fight the Fed. They know what they're doing. And now the market's saying, do you know what you're doing?
Right.
Are you sure? Because if you mess this up, we're going to get into trouble here.
Yep.
And so increase uncertainty, increase volatility.
Right.
And we're starting to see more and more of that. One comment from the International Energy Association and oil falls.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of a new variant, which came out in November that we were detecting. That said, this could grow as faster, if not the fastest variant amongst all variants when it comes to COVID.
Right. And uncertainty about what that path looks like, right? And what effect it might have on shutdowns.
Government started to do more restrictions.
Yep.
changes in travel plans. We saw a 35% cancellation on applications or websites such as Kayak and Trivago.
Yep.
So the fear is coming up.
Yep.
When fear comes up, more volatility.
That's exactly right.
And I think we're going to have more of that going into 2022.
Well, it's going to hang around for a while, right? You're right. The market's going to question the Fed and the path, and test the language. They're going to change the language and give some guidance. They're going to have to see if it sticks to it, and we'll see how the market prices that, right?
Yeah.
The confidence level. The variant itself and any variants to come will create uncertainty. I mean, it's a good news and bad news story, right? It sure looks like the early indications are that certainly therapeutics are effective against that. Early indications are vaccine are not as effective. But so again, it's still pretty effective against severe disease, but that has to be tested. That's going to take some time.
I'd like our listeners to go back to when the variant first was announced and what we talked about. And we said for the next 4 months, we're going to see volatility, confusion, knee-jerk reactions.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we're on script.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
So far, we're on script.
No,
we're 1 month in almost.
Yeah. And it's, and again, it's not, the thing that people have to recognize, Faisal, I think we forget, is most of the time, it's going to be somewhere in the middle, right? So it's never going to be, hey, Omicron variant is, well, let's not even worry about it, right? Mm-hmm. I suppose that's possible, but it's highly improbable that it's, you know, just brushed aside.
Yep.
It's also highly improbable, although possible, that you would shut down the entire global economy again.
Yep.
Right? And so it means that we're not at those extremes, right? It's somewhere in the middle of what the truth is going to be and what it's going to look like, right?
Every country that decides to do some sort of restrictions, people start to move towards that extreme level of a global shutdown.
Right.
Every time a government shows some positive results, you don't see the needle moving towards a global reopening as fast.
As fast, that's right.
So I kind of talk about this as you know, you've seen me take stairs once in a while, right?
Like, yeah.
Going down the stairs, like I normally fall down the stairs, so it's a lot quicker,
yeah.
Right? But
yeah.
Getting back up and climbing those stairs, I'm a slow poke in that type of stuff. So that's pretty much what's happening. It's easy to fall.
Right.
It's hard to climb right now.
Yep. Yeah.
And that becomes a very interesting market landscape when you start to see that it's harder to climb. The recovery rate of what we've seen over the last, call it 3-4 years, not there right now.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's the uncertainty for sure. But you know, and it's not all negative. It's not all bad news. It's easy to focus on the bad news because the I think the headlines are more sensational,
yeah.
Right? To your point.
Yeah.
But if you think about, inflation is coming from a number of sources, but you talk about the supply chain problems.
Mm-hmm.
They're exacerbated by the fact that we have lots of demand, right? So,
what's happening?
It's interesting, right? Does that demand?
And because I have no life, I look at some things like the Baltic Dry Index,
yeah.
Dave, and that kind of tells you how shipments are
shipping,
moving.
Yeah.
It's starting to pick up.
Yeah.
It's starting to pick up. Toyota announces, hey, we're going to bring out hundreds of thousands of cars next year.
Right.
How'd they get their supply chain when other companies haven't?
Right.
Interesting.
Right. And some companies are managing better than others.
Yeah.
Right. And in an inflationary environment, right, you want to make sure, like there are companies and brands that we deal with that are stronger and able to pass along price increases to consumers and maintain profitability. There's mm-hmm. others that can't. Right. So I think, again, it's really important for people not just to go to the extremes.
I think the easy money is no longer here.
Right.
I think it's now going to be a shift. And I'm really looking forward to our guest coming up after the break because we're going to ask him.
Yep.
Where's the opportunity right now?
Right.
Right. And I think it's the easy money is gone. It's going to be more selective, active. So we're going to find out what happens there. And you're going to also figure out. And all this mess, all this uncertainty,
yep.
How do you bulletproof your retirement?
Right.
How do you make sure you can still have the lifestyle that you want, the things you want to do, without worrying about all these day-to-day issues? We're going to talk about how do you bulletproof your retirement at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, January 18th, 7 p.m., live online. You need to register for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right. If you want to know where the risks and the opportunities are next year, stick around after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.